but times were changing. Dr. Beeching had surfaced. Ernest Marples, the motorway man, was Minister of Transport. The Durham coalfield was in decline. And 18 miles away at Thornaby, a new super depot for steam and diesel was being built, and its completion would signal the end for many sheds in North Yorkshire and South West Durham. We all knew that trouble was coming now, and the end wasn't far away, because in 1962, when the Stainmore line was blocked, it stayed blocked, and all the freight was sent round by Newcastle and Hexham, and we knew then that the end wasn't far away. The Stainmore line closed completely in 1962, and our engines, 77003 and 76049, worked the last special to T-Bay. And if I can quote the words of a famous poem about that line: "Farewell, old timer, your work is done. No more, oh Stainmore, shall you run." So with that, the writing was on the wall for West Auckland. I received my redundancy notice on the 29th of July 1963, but remained at West Auckland till the 16th of December. I looked at many vacancy lists. Boilersmiths were wanted at Murfield, Nuneaton, Edinburgh St Margaret's, Glasgow, Eastfield, but I knew steam traction was finished, and no matter where I went, and by this time I was married, I knew that the end was nigh. The shed actually hung on till January 1964, as we were waiting of a new stabling point being opened at Shildon Yard for train crews. The last steamer off the shed was 43133, 4MT Flying Pig, as they were known, and they'd replaced some of our 4BR standard engines. Ironically, some of the standards went to Hoyk, not far from where I went on engines as a little boy at Reed's Mouth. So the end came. I recall my first days when I went there in 1956. The J39s and the Q6s and the J26s, it all seemed as permanent, as solid as the British Empire, and would go on forever. I'm really pleased and grateful that I've managed to play a part in steam in South West Durham, and looked after those grand engines which pounded up to Towlow, T-Bay and Weirhead, swinging down through lonely bows in summer sunshine and winter snows, and in the mists of winter's grip, your ghosts will make another trip. And that was the end of my days at West Auckland.